Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I am sharing just a little short intro here to precede the official intro for the episode, just to let you know that this episode was part of the series of the Heartwork podcast, which was a dabble for me in my manifesting generator style, which I tried out for a little bit of time in 2021. And I realized very soon, once I had sort of delved into this podcast, that actually I was really feeling called to rekindle and reconnect to Unraveling, which has been my podcast for several years, and that the work of Unraveling is not done. So I just wanted to let you know that the following episode is branded as the Heartwork podcast, but it is now coming under Unraveling. I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, lovely soul. Welcome to the Heartwork podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Barber, and I am so honored to share this space with you. As we enter into a new paradigm timeline in our evolution as human beings on this planet, the Heartwork podcast has been created to support and share wisdom from the changemakers who are devoting their lifetime to holding others through this process. This is a podcast for curious souls who are here to tune in to a different frequency of what it looks like, and most importantly, what it feels like to run a soul and heart-centered business in the modern age. Enriched with information, divine downloads, and soul wisdom to support and guide you on your path, the Heartwork podcast is a space where you can listen and receive activations from the words that are shared and tune into a more aligned, authentic, and expansive way of running a business. It is time to leave behind the outdated ways of marketing, pushing and forcing our way to society's old definitions of success, and lean into experimenting and exploring a new way to bring our heart's work to life using human-centered approaches and an alchemy of heart, soul, and sacred strategy to work in a way that feels nourishing, exciting, and fulfilling on a deep and meaningful level. You can expect to receive learnings and wisdom I have learned on my own journey in business, as well as listen to conversations with others who are walking this path alongside us. This is our time, Heartworkers. This is our time. Hi everyone, welcome to this episode of the Heartwork podcast. These episodes are coming quite sporadically at the moment, but it feels really good to me to just kind of express as things arise. And today, and actually in the last week or so, stuff has been rising and bubbling up, and I feel like sharing it and sharing the journey and the very rawness of the journey in the midst of things is actually can be really helpful at times, because so many times just by speaking it and sharing it, you realize that so many other people are also in that space. And so today I am here to talk about my relationship with Instagram, social media, but mainly Instagram, and how I am working on cultivating a healthier relationship with it. And I say working on because this is definitely a work in progress for me, and it's something that I feel like so many people I'm talking to are also in a similar space with, this funny relationship that they have with social media. And I'm saying social media, but really I don't use Facebook that much anymore. In and out, I don't find it's like the space. I've kind of almost let go of Facebook in some ways. It's really just sort of there, and I don't feel myself getting sucked into Facebook. Instagram, however, it's got so many wonderful things about it, but then there are also so many things that I don't feel are feeding and nourishing me. So I guess that's why I wanted to come and talk to that, and talk specifically about this relationship with this platform. And it comes on the back of, if anybody was following me back in the beginning of See, even the way I'm speaking, saying following, like that is such a social media thing. Like if anyone was listening or a lot on the journey with me back at the beginning of 2021, then you might know or remember that I took the month of May off of social media completely, deleted it from my phone, didn't touch it. And I had all these kind of things I thought would happen when I took that app off my phone. And actually, none of them happened. So a lot of those things were things like I thought I was going to have almost withdrawal. I thought I was going to really miss it. I thought I was going to really want to be on there. And none of it happened. In fact, I felt so spacious. It gave me so much beautiful clarity in my business because I was away from all that noise and away from that those distractions that I... And I guess I thought I would come back after that break and with a new relationship to the platform. And I guess I have in some ways, in that I don't enjoy it anywhere near as much as I used to. And I think for me, it's really being honest with myself about the fact that I love Instagram for the connections that I have made and that I do make. I think there's such a beautiful opportunity to really find, discover, unearth things that really captivate you, that can inspire you, can support you, you can learn on there and meet people. Some of my dearest friends now, I have actually, the relationship has stemmed from meeting them on Instagram. So there are so many beautiful things about it. But since I returned to it back in June, and we're now in October, very end of October as I'm recording this, since I returned, the relationship has been a bit gnarly, a bit gritty, a bit like, don't really, it's like that kind of like I've gone back to a relationship and I don't really want to be in it, but I feel like I should be in it. And it doesn't feel great, to be honest. And so this week I was kind of scrolling and I was realizing that I've fallen back into those patterns and habits of just mindlessly using it as a distraction, as a numbing tool. And I just was like, I knew in my soul that I needed to step back from it again and give it some space. So I made that kind of decision in that spur of the moment to say that as of November, I'm going to take another month away from it and explore a little deeper and like peel back another layer. Because I think that I don't know what I want to call it, cultivating a healthier relationship, let's call it that. I think that this is a layered approach and I think it's going to take lots of layers to unravel. And I suppose what I wanted to share today is I was actually just driving and just, you know, driving is often actually a space where I get to think quite a lot when I don't have a toddler in the car. And I just had this like realization that that one of my most significant relationships in my life is the one I have with Instagram. And I have to say, when that kind of dawned on me, every part of me wanted to be like, no, that's not right. God, like, you can't admit to that. You can't say that. You can't speak that. And it felt so uncomfortable. And I just had to be honest with myself. And I thought, you know, the amount of time I spent, the amount of energy I spend, the amount of brain space, mind space, or the amount of space it takes up in my energy field is significant. And it is probably one of the, if not the most significant relationships in my life. And I don't want it to be. And everybody has their own relationship with it. And I have no doubt that there are many, many people that do not have this with Instagram and have a very healthy relationship with it and use it when they need to or can step back from it. But I don't feel, you know, I'm just being very brutally honest here. I don't have that relationship with Instagram. I have a lot of attachment to it. And in this realization, it just kind of dropping in and just being like, that is not that is not where I want my efforts and energy to go, as in terms of relationship building. I want to build relationships with the people on Instagram that I meet, that connect, those like real kindred spirits. But I don't want the relationship itself to be about the platform. And I think that's what it's become. This kind of like, you know, like not, I mean, there is lots of science out there around the addiction of technology. And I'm not going down that route because that's not my, that's not the way my head works. Like I work very much on a different kind of basis, but I also am aware that there is a lot of information and that I probably am addicted to it in some way. And I suppose I just wanted to offer some contemplations today to see if, well, you know, maybe this resonates, maybe it doesn't, but just to think a little beyond this platform that's taken such a tight grip on so many of us. And if you're listening to this, then there's a chance that you probably might resonate with some of these, the things I'm saying. So I think, first of all, it's really important not to judge ourselves, because this platform has been created in a way that actually does like attach itself into our energy field. And I think we need to be really gentle and compassionate with ourselves and look beyond the surface. So what I mean by that is, like, I think the first question to ask if you're pondering this relationship you have is, why are you using this platform? Now, for me, there is practical reasons and strategic reasons, I suppose, from a business point of view. There's also emotional reasons. And when I first started using Instagram, it was very much like a fun, creative, like connection. Like it was fun. It was just a fun, playful thing. And when I wasn't on Instagram, I didn't think about it. You know, it was like in the moment, a picture, took a photo, you know, shared, blah, you know, that was how it started. Now, however, there's so much more to it. And I don't like that it's taken so much hold in that way. And when I think about the whys, I think there are many different reasons, and it's really important to really be honest with ourselves about why we're using it. So the whys for me, connect with people, obviously, to share beauty, to share sacredness, to share teachings, to share things that I have learned that I feel like would be supportive to others. Those are very big whys as to why I use the platform. To promote or to share my offerings to the world, to people that might be wanting to receive them. So whether it's coaching or website design or creativity or mentoring or a gathering, it's a space for me to share those. And then I look beneath those, and I think this is where it gets a little more complex. There are times when I definitely use social media, Instagram particularly, as a distraction from difficult emotions. I notice myself going to the platform when things are challenging, when I maybe when I have space and I don't know how to fill that space, or even when I don't have space and I feel like I just need to escape. It definitely is a space where I can numb out to what's going on for me. And I'm not saying that any of this is necessarily bad, in quotation marks. I think it's just information. And it's really important to be honest with ourselves. I mean, as particularly working on my own, I spend a lot of time on my own. When I'm not on my own working, I'm often on my own with Sophia, with my daughter. And I love being with her, but I also can sometimes find it really challenging. And I think that I have definitely found myself using it as a way to feel less isolated and feel less alone at times. Because, that, you know, especially in the last couple of years with the, dare I say it, the C word, it's been very isolating. And I think that we, you know, for many of us, we have it's been a real lifeline to have things like Instagram to connect with others and to share things. So I'm not saying any of these things are good or bad or, you know, but I think it's important for us to understand why we're using a platform and why we may be using it in a way that doesn't serve us. So are we hiding from things that we are struggling to see? Are we trying to avoid discomfort? Are we trying to avoid the not knowing? You know, being in that void space and that uncertain place, that is intense at times. And it's easy to drop into social media and to go online and kind of get distracted. And again, I don't think we should label that as good or bad. I think we should just be really aware of what we're using it for. And I think only when we can really start to uncover that can we start to look at creating a healthier relationship with it. So when we catch ourselves in those moments, and this is where I think it's like a layered approach to cultivating a healthier relationship, because I think it's only through using it that we then start to become more aware. And actually, I think it's only from stepping back from it that we then see that through a different lens. So stepping back from it might feel very uncomfortable because some of those things that we've been perhaps using it to distract us from will not have somewhere to be hide. So I think that it can be a really challenging thing to step back from it. So a few things that have come to mind for me around business and Instagram. And I was listening to a podcast recently, and actually a few podcasts have sort of said something to words similar effect, in that there is a very real chance that tomorrow Instagram could just go. You know, it could happen. And it probably, at one day, it probably will. And I think if we are putting all of our energy and emphasis into one platform, that can lead to a feeling of attachment to that platform, which I think can then bring this fear or this imbalanced sense of relationship with the platform, and feel almost like this codependent relationship. So, you know, like we have to be attached to it, we have to show up in a certain way, we have to do these things. And then actually to be living in that fear that the foundations of that could possibly be taken out. And I think deep down we all know that, you know, it's not necessarily the most stable place to build a business on. And I suppose this is why, for me, it's really important to have something like a website or an online home or something else, a newsletter, subscription list, or something else that doesn't rely on this platform, so that we can continue to build relationships even if it's not there. And this is what I want to spend time doing. I want to spend time cultivating those relationships. And I... in human design, I'm a 4-6 profile, and maybe I'll do an episode on human design at some point soon, but there are plenty of resources around there. If you haven't already got your human design energy chart, then you can look it up for free on mybodygraph.com, I think it is, and you can find out your energy type and your profile. But anyway, that's a whole nother tangent. I'm a 4-6, and as a 4-6, The way I receive that is that I am here to cultivate intimate relationships and be in community and share and spend time in community. But I'm also, those communities, for me, it's really about deep connection, intimate connection, not big, massive, open communities where, like, I don't know anyone or anything like that, which is why for me, networking in like big unknown groups is just doesn't feel right for me. And so actually what I realize is that as Instagram grows and the communities get bigger and bigger, and it feels like this really huge expansive space, on one hand that can be really exciting, but the other hand, for me, it just feels like I'm not fulfilling that need to build intimate relationships. And so I want to find other ways of doing that. And I think there's this big pressure that like numbers means more abundance financially and more customers and more business. But I think that's old paradigm ways of looking at business. And I think we need to shift that. And so I feel really called to looking into other ways of building this connection and fulfilling those needs. So fulfilling my need for connection, but in other ways. So instead of going to Instagram for that, how else can I do that? And really looking at that. And I'm going to share this as the journey unfolds, because I don't know all the answers. I'm never going to pretend that I do, because I'm learning and growing and transforming all the time in this. And I think it's information, and we can choose what we do with that information. And that is our, you know, we can, there is more than one way to build our businesses. There is so many ways that we can find our communities and build our communities and share our offerings. It's just that we have been told that we have to do social media in this way, and we have to show up daily to beat the algorithms, and we have to do this and we have to do that. And it's all rooted in fear. It's all rooted in things that are not necessarily aligned with us. For some people, showing up daily is totally their jam, and that is perfect. And I have to say, I used to love doing that. Now I don't. And so now I'm trying to find my way with it again. And that looks like exploring and trying things. And I've now currently got 3 Instagram accounts, because I don't know. In fact, I've got more than that because I've set others up in the past, but currently working with 3 Instagram accounts because I don't really know. I'm finding my feet. I'm exploring. I'm testing things out. I'm seeing what feels good. And we have to be prepared to kind of get into the gritty bit to before we're going to find the answers. But there are so many ways. You know, when I started my business in PR and marketing, social media didn't exist, and we had flourishing businesses. Admittedly, that, you know, well, the world has changed, and the way people consume information has changed as well. But I think we need to still keep our minds open and look at ways that feel right for us. So that might be really spending time in building relationships in person. That might be building relationships through newsletters and writing devotional emails to people and sharing really beautiful things through there. It may be blogging, it may be podcasting, it may be lots of little things. It might be looking at local networks and local communities and speaking to, you know, even just speaking to friends about your business. There are so many ways that we can expand our and grow and evolve our businesses that don't have to be about showing up to the grid every single day and churning out content that does not have a good energy behind it. Because don't forget, when you transmit something, if you're transmitting it from this space of I have to show up and do this, otherwise my business, my product isn't going to sell, or my business isn't going to flourish. If you're showing up time and time again to that with that energy, with this like depleted, like I don't want to be here energy, how do you think that's going to come across? How do you think, like, it's all energy and expression. And if we're not infusing it with what we want to infuse it with, then I don't feel like it's building a connection that is really based on nourishment. I think it's like, you know, you can always tell when someone doesn't want to show up, doesn't want to come to a party. Like, they just have that look about them that's like, oh, I don't want to be here, I want to be somewhere else. Like, and it's kind of the same if you're showing up and posting, churning out stuff that's not really coming from the heart, that's not got an aliveness to it. When we post and share and create content from that sense of aliveness and excitement, then that kind of, that energy infuses into it. And that's what's transmitted. And if you think of everything you put out there as a transmission of your heart's work, like, how do you want that to look? How do you want that to look? Everything you put out there, every transmission is an essence of your heart work. And how do you want that to look? How do you want that to feel? How do you want that to be received? How do you want it to feel for you, but also for the people that are receiving it? And I think that's really important to come back to return to. So I'm going to leave it there, I think. Because that's quite a blur, you know. And there's lots in there, and there's so much more to unravel. But at the time of recording, which is the end of October 2021, I am about to embark on another month away from Instagram. And I am inviting anyone who wants to join me for that journey to come along for the ride and explore with me and experiment and find new ways. And that's going to look like us coming together and supporting each other through those wobbly bits, through, you know, the beginning where maybe our nervous system is feeling a little under pressure because we are used to doing things in a certain way, and it feels a bit scary to take away one of those methods of communication. I'm just inviting you to think about, you know, if any of this lands and resonates and you just want to try, even if it's for a week or 3 days or whatever it is, even if you know, the thought of doing a month away from social media or longer just doesn't appeal to you, then I'm just inviting you to experiment and try some new ways. So looking at what you would like to spend your time doing instead of social media. So sometimes I think it's easier to add in, like, to focus on what we want to welcome into our lives rather than thinking about what we haven't, what we're not doing. So, you know, rather than focusing on I'm not on social media, I can focus on I'm actually going to read these books that I've been wanting to read, or I'm going to work on creating a really beautiful gift for my newsletter subscribers, or I'm going to work on setting up a community of people that in my local area that I really want to work with or to support. So thinking about what you would like to bring in to that space. And if you do feel called to journey with us, then you can do so by coming into the Heartwork community on Mighty Networks, which is a social media free community platform, and you are very welcome to join, and I'll pop the links in the show notes. If this is after November, and who knows where we'll be after November with this, and who knows what lessons will have come up, I'd love to just hear from you in conversation. If any of this resonates, if you're feeling called to step back for a bit, if you're feeling the fear around that, if it feels uncertain, I'd just really like to have conversations about this, because I think it's a big part of how we are being asked to shift the way we do business. So you can always drop me an email, lauren@laurenbarber.co. So I hope that that has been just a little bit of food for thought for you today. That's all my intentions are with these podcasts, is literally just to kind of drop in and share where I'm at with things, share anything that's coming to mind for me, and see if it lands for anyone else. So maybe just some things to reflect on. And I would be really intrigued to know, if you do take some space, what surfaces for you? Because I know from the last time I took some space, it completely transformed my business, actually, in a very wonderful way. It helped me escape from the shoulds and the noise, because I love Instagram for an inspiration source, but I think sometimes we can get swept up in what other people are doing and see that what they're doing is beautiful things, but it can just slightly take us off of our own path. So coming back to just listening within and to ourselves and to that divine guidance that is always there, and making a bit of space for it, quietening down some of the external stuff, could be a really profound part of your business journey. So I'm going to leave it there. You know, I could ramble on for a long time, but I'd love to hear how this lands for you, and I hope to share space with you very soon. Thank you so much for listening.